For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. With summer approaching, people are spending more time outdoors and encountering a variety of nature's critters. Some are annoying, like mosquitoes. Some are beautiful, like butterflies. And some are potentially dangerous, like some but not all types of snakes. Jim Knight of Aiken is one of the state's leading herpetologists, or reptile experts. He says the more one knows about snakes, the easier it is to live with them. The most common snakes in the Palmetto State are water snakes, black racers, and cottonmouths, Knight says. But regardless of the species, if you should meet one in nature, use common sense, and both you and the snake will stay safe.
If you see a snake in the wild, stand still, take a good hard look at where it is, then look around you. Make sure there's not another one around you someplace. This is not to say they travel in pairs, which is an old wives' tale. But if you turn to run, if there's one behind you, you're going to stomp all over it on the way by. Probably don't want to do that. If you see a snake in the wild, make it a learning experience instead of a let's kill it because we don't understand it experience.
Knight says the best way to distinguish harmless snakes from venomous ones is to educate yourself.
Probably the easiest, the best way to do it is simply to take the time, get a good field guide, and study the pictures. I will never tell a person to kill one. That's just absurd, but it's amazing how many people are bitten trying to kill a venomous snake. So there's one issue right there. Two, it's real hard on the snake populations. There's another issue right there. And three, they're an integral part of nature out there. They fill a very specific role in their little area of life. People wouldn't kill every bird they saw. Why kill every snake you see?
There are many outdated ideas about what to do if you're bitten by a snake, including sucking the poison out, packing the wound in ice, or applying a tourniquet. Knight says some symptoms can be dramatic and gives the best and simplest advice on what to do in case of snake bite.
The best single piece of medical equipment that you can have if you're bitten by a snake are car keys. Because you get to your car, get to the hospital. All kinds of things happen with snake bite. You can experience cardiac arrest. You can go into a delirium tremens-like shaking. You're going to swell up mightily. If you're bitten on the hand, take off your rings right away because otherwise you're going to have to cut them off because of the swelling. And so get to the hospital. Let the doctors deal with it.
Knight is quick to point out that 30% of snake bites are dry, that is, no poison is injected. Another 40% of bites are little worse than bee stings. He adds that most snakes are beneficial to mankind, eating many rodents that destroy huge amounts of food. In addition, medical science is now discovering that some fractions or chemicals in snake venom can be useful for more than making antivenin.
There's a snake out west called a Mojave rattlesnake, Crotalus scutulatus, and it's 12 miles of bad road if you're bitten by a scutulatus. They're angry snakes, and the venom is incredibly toxic. But there are fractions in that venom that have incredible medicinal values that are just now being tested for use against all sorts of human diseases. Cardiac diseases, liver diseases, digestive diseases, clotting diseases.
Snakes, like many wild animals, are being threatened by habitat destruction and by some humans who are fearful of all snakes. Knight wants people to realize their importance in the cycle of life and to practice snake conservation. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.